Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows weakness in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bond yields are lower, with the US 10-year steady at 1.6%, alongside a sizable move lower in European rates. The dollar is softer versus the yen, but firmer versus the loonie and sterling. Oil is down, gold is lower, industrial metals are weaker, and Bitcoin is down. Earnings continue to garner most of the market's attention, as the focus on corporate updates offsets concerns over supply chain problems and elevated price pressures. Headline effects turned mixed after hours yesterday after some strong updates in recent sessions. After yesterday's close, Microsoft reported first quarter earnings, which beat expectations on the top and bottom line, including a strong cloud performance. Microsoft shares were up 2% in after hours trade. Alphabet third quarter earnings also beat expectations on the top and bottom lines, as online ad sales remained resilient. Google shares were unchanged in after-hours trading. It will again be a busy day on the earnings front today. Among the companies due to post their results before the open, Boeing, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Thermo Fisher Scientific, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, General Motors, and Fiserv. In other news, US-China frictions are gaining traction, as the FCC banned US operations for China Telecom. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Blinken urged UN support for Taiwan participation. In macro news, in Europe, German consumer confidence beat, but French consumer confidence was worse than forecast. Eurozone M3 money supply is up ahead of the UK budget. In Asia overnight, the market was sensitive to the Australian CPI core reading moving back inside the Reserve Bank of Australia's 2-3% target range. Due up on the US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, durable goods orders, wholesale inventories, and crude inventories, while the Bank of Canada is due to hand down its interest rate decision. In corporate news, American Electric Power will sell its Kentucky operations to a subsidiary of Algonquin Power and Utilities for an enterprise value of $2.85 billion. And The Australian reported that Brookfield is firming his favorite to acquire Scientific Games unit SG Lottery. Asian equities ended largely lower overnight. Greater China markets were again an underperformer, with technology stocks in Shanghai and Hong Kong leading the way down. Other tech-dominated indices were mixed, with Taiwan slightly higher, but Korea down on profit-taking after a set of strong third-quarter numbers. Japan was slightly weaker and well off its low points of the day, while Australia moved into positive ground in the final few moments of trade. The step down in US-China relations overnight put more weight onto Chinese equities. Staying in China, the National Development and Reform Commission asked companies to make good on their offshore dollar bond coupon payments, and also asked that coal stockpiles be cleaned up to aid the battle against coal prices. The Bank of China also made another net injection of liquidity this morning. And in Japan, election polls are pointing to the ruling coalition comfortably keeping its House majority, although it could lose some seats. European equity markets are lower in early trade, on the day that Europe marks its busiest day of the earnings season so far. Basic resources, energy, and banks are the biggest decliners in a cyclical-led sell-off, while real estate, food and beverage, and technology are relative outperformers. In regional news, Bloomberg cited an interview with German Economy Minister Altmaier, who said that it cut the 2021 growth outlook due to a scarcity of some raw materials and rising energy prices. And UK Chancellor Sunak will announce his budget and three-year spending review today, where he is expected to focus on fiscal discipline. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.